Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, we are grateful this morning that we could call your name. Hallelujah. Abba.
Yes.
Abba, we call your name. Abba.
Abba.
We love and adore you. We bless you today,
you
Lord God.
Answer us.
So grateful that you, the Most High God, love us. And that we are called by your name. We are children of the Most High God.
Yes,
but Father, you
yes,
said,
Lord.
Who can know their errors? We error, we sin against you, the Most High God. You only have we sinned against the Lord. It
yes,
is our desire to be obedient. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, so forgive us for every error, every trespass, every transgression, every secret fault. Forgive us, oh God. For presumptuous sins, forgive us, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Oh God, remove every spot from our garment in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything,
yes,
move it from us, oh God. Oh God, put
yes,
and keep obedient spirits within us, oh God, that we might quickly obey you. Oh God, sharpen our discernment that we might hear your voice clear and that we might obey even when we don't understand, oh God. In the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
Father,
thank you, Lord.
For delivering us this morning. Keep our souls and deliver us, oh God. Be pleased, oh Lord, to deliver us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, make haste, oh God, to deliver us in the name of Jesus. Deliver us, oh God, out of the hand of the enemy. Deliver us from our persecutors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver us out of the great waters. Deliver us, O God, from the oppression of man in the name of Jesus. Deliver us
yes,
according
yes,
to the word. Deliver our soul from lying lips and deceitful tongues. Deliver us, O God, from the enemy and hide us under the shadow of your almighty wings. Surround us, O God, with songs of deliverance. Hallelujah. Command deliverances for our lives in the name of Jesus. Deliver us from all of our fears, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver us, oh God, out of all the troubles that could come upon us, oh God. Deliver us, oh God, from those who hate us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver
yes,
us
yes,
of our distresses
yes,
in the name of Jesus. Deliver our souls from death, our eyes from tears, our feet from falling. We call upon your name and we thank you that we are delivered by your high right hand, your holy arm, your strong arm, hallelujah. Deliver us from the power of the lion. Oh God, through your knowledge, we are delivered. Through your wisdom, we are delivered. We receive miracles of deliverance for our lives. And we thank you that we could call on your name morning, noon, and night. You've heard before we call. Oh God, you've already answered. What a great God you are. Oh, God, sometimes you say yes, sometimes you say no, sometimes you say wait. So we wait upon you. You are delivering us. You are giving us strength to wait upon you, oh, God. And those who wait upon you shall mount up with wings of eagles. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
God, we soar above.
Yes.
To soar above all. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're about to do in the name of Jesus. Well, welcome to Bible Storyland. We're so grateful you joined us this morning. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring our seniors like never before. We are grateful that the Most High God know our name. Certainly we know him, but it's even more blessed for him to know us, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
Yes,
and he loves us. He loves us so much. So this morning we have with us Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise. Good morning again, Karen. How are you?
I am doing good, and I'm going to do How Great Thou Art.
Oh,
amen.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you.
whatsoever, we ask in his name, whatsoever we ask in his name, he will do it. He says, I will do it so that the Father might be glorified through the Son. Our God is all-powerful. He's almighty. He's all-knowing. Nothing is impossible to our God. He knows our name. He knows our address. He even knows our phone number. Isn't he awesome? He'd like for us to call him. Call him up on the main line. Call him up on the main line. Whatever you need, Jesus is on the main line. Ask him whatever you will. He does answer prayer. You say, well, I've been waiting on him, you know, 10 days. Wait on him 10 years. Wait on him 25 years. He answers. May not be in your timing, but his timing is the right timing. He's always on time. So we thank the Lord this morning for you coming on with us on Bible Storyland today. As I said before, it's Senior Citizens Day. We are grateful that the Most High God is alive and well, and he lives in us. What a great God he is. So we are thankful this morning. You know, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Proverbs 8:17, I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me shall find me. We got to find the Father. You got to call him. Call him up. Say, Lord, Abba, Father, I need you today more than yesterday. I need you, Lord. Yeah, we need him. You know, he put us here just like a baby needs his parents. God. We need God. So this morning, I'm so grateful that the Most High God, oh, yes, indeed, he's with us today. He'll never leave us, never forsake us. He won't ever leave us. He won't ever forsake us. Well, I thank God that he's available for all of us, no matter who we are, no matter what age we are. We can call on his name. Call on him. I want to tell you something. I went to Walmart last Monday, I went to Walmart. And as I walked in, this young man greeted me so, oh, my God, I was so blessed. But, you know, people can greet you now. But when they greet you in the name of the Lord, that's very special. So this young man greeted me in the name of the Lord. He says, what church you go to? I just listened to him. I said, why? He said, are you a woman of God? Do you go to church? And he just asked me several questions. I just said, I'm listening. I said, well, what makes you think I'm a woman of God? What makes you think I go to church? He said, oh, I just think that you a woman of God. I said, okay. So he just kept talking. So after a while, the Lord led me to pray for him. And I tell you, I was just so blessed by this young man's response. He's such a godly young man. He's only 18 years young. But I tell you what, I thank God for the Spirit of God on the inside of him. He's young. He's dedicated to the Lord. You know, he's like Jeremiah, young man on the battlefield for the Lord. So we exchanged phone numbers. I called him and I said, Michael Smith is his name. I said, could you come on Bible Storyland to Saturday morning and pray for the senior citizens? He said, yes, ma'am. He'd be glad to do it. So he's been in a convocation at his church all week, but he rose up early this morning to pray for the senior citizens. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. He's a powerful prayer warrior, a prophetic prayer warrior. So we thank God for Michael Smith this morning. So, Michael, would you pray for the senior citizens this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Dear Heavenly,
Dear Heavenly Father God, we come to you right now, God. We come to you first telling you thank you, God. We tell you thank you for the life that you're giving us, God. We tell you thank you for the day, the hour, God. We tell you thank you, God, for this moment right here, God. We don't take it for granted because your word says in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. So, God, we tell you thank you, God, because everyone didn't wake up this morning, God. We tell you thank you because everyone didn't have the strength, God, to be able to put their clothes on, to brush their teeth, God. Everyone didn't have the ability, God, to move around, God. Everyone didn't have the ability to have blood wanting rum in their veins, God. But we tell you thank you right now, God. Now we pray, God, for the elders, God. We pray for those that was before us, God, because you said in your word to honor thy father and thy mother, and thy days shall be long upon the earth, God. So, God, we ask now that you strengthen the citizens, God. Strengthen them even now, God. Touch their minds, God, and touch their eyes, God, and touch their ears, God. We rebuke the spirit, God, of deafness in their ear, God. We rebuke the spirit, God, that comes upon them to have them to be sick in their old age, God. We rebuke that sickness and disease spirit even now, God, because Moses was old, God, but you said that his eyes was not yet fettered, God. Moses was old, God, but he still had you strength, God. We speak the spirit of you strength upon them now, God. We speak that fountain of life, God. You said out of your belly shall flow living rivers of water, God. We speak that living river of water, God, inside of their belly, God. They shall be able to move and operate and talk and do the things, God, that they was able to do in their young age, God. We speak it upon them even now, God. We bind the devil off of them, God. We rebuke Satan right now. We crush the head of the serpent, and the serpent head shall crush the heel of our feet, God. Even now, God, we ask that you anoint them, God. We ask that you breathe on them, God. We ask that you homogenize them, God. Possess them and penetrate them, God. Get inside of their body, God, and let it be like he. Fire. Let it be like electricity, God. We ask that you make this people as wood, God, and make your word as fire, God. When they begin to read your word, God, fire them up even the more, God. Don't let them be at ease in Zion, because your word says, whoa, unto them that are at ease in Zion, God. But have them to still be on the run for you, God. Have them to still be doing the things which are concerning you, God. And God, we tell you, thank you for the things that you're doing in their life, God, because their destiny, God, their purpose, God, is not over. You said there is hope of a tree, though it is cut down, and the roots is waxed old in the ground, and the stalk die in the earth, yet through the scent of water, it will begin to bud, and it will start to bow like a plant. God, they still have hope, long as they're living. You said he that is joined to the living has hope, for a living dog is better than a dead lion. God, we thank you for their life. We thank you for the things that you're doing in their life, and we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. What did I tell you? A young prophet on the battlefield for the Lord, he knows the Lord, and we are grateful the Lord knows him. So, Michael, we just thank God for you coming on Bible Storyland this morning and praying for the senior citizens. What a mighty prayer that was. Oh, my God. I thank God for you. Well, it's praise time on Bible Storyland. We have with us this morning Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing great. Guess what?
What?
Jackie is here. Jackie's sister Deborah, Jackie's sister Kay, and we are all going to sing. We're at Kay's house. Her name is really Sharona, but everybody calls her Kay, and we're at her house. So when Jackie comes, we always come over here so we can sing for you on the radio.
All right. Well, we're going to sing to Jackie this morning. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jack. Happy birthday to you. How young are you? We love you, Jackie. Happy birthday.
55.
Girl, you catching up with me.
I'm telling you.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Well, we thank God for your safe travel, even back to Jacksonville and wherever the Lord takes you. We love you. Thanks. Happy birthday. We're ready for you all to sing this morning. What are y'all going to sing?
Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. I feel better.
For each one of you ladies that came on Bible Storyland to sing this morning, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since we laid our burdens down, we got to lay them down. We can't carry them. They're too heavy for us, but God can carry all of them. Beautiful ladies, Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch each one of these women of God, these mighty women of God on the battlefield for you. I pray blessings upon them and their families, oh God. Keep them healthy, keep them well, keep them safe and protected under the shadow of your almighty wings. We lay every care that they have upon you because you care for them. Bless them like never before in Jesus' name. Thank you all so much, so much. I'm so blessed to have you all. Thank God for you
thank
all being
you.
In my life.
Thank you.
Thank
Amen.
You. God bless you. Bless you.
Oh, bless you all. Hallelujah. I thank God for all of you. Well, I want to tell you, the word is holy. The word of God is holy, holy, holy. You know God's word is holy. His word is holy. He honored his word above his name. And he tell us to be holy. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. The word of God is truth. We don't want to hear lies from God. We know that he's truth, and he's always going to tell us the truth. even when we don't want to hear it. Truth shall make us free. Hallelujah. The word of God is pure. Our speaker today is a mighty woman of God. She's from Amite, Louisiana. And I tell you, whenever she comes on, we are blessed, blessed, blessed beyond measure. The word of God in her is mighty. The spirit of God in her is mighty. She's a senior citizen, and I saw her about, this it was last Saturday. She was here in Jacksonville with her family, and her sister Ella is on listening. I thank God for Ella. Ella and our friends, we sometimes are pool partners whenever I go. Ella is a senior citizen, but she go to that pool at the Y and does a water aerobic. She outdo me. I'm like, wow, give me the strength she got, Lord God. So we thank God for that family, the McCoy family, her sisters and brothers and family, the children and grandchildren. We bless them. But I tell you, we are privileged to have her on with us this morning. What a mighty woman of God she is. And she loves the Lord. She goes all over and minister the word of God. And she goes to visit those who are sick and afflicted. And she brings forth the mighty word now. She carries the word with her. So we introduce to you again this morning, Minister Verna McCoy. Her name is like my mother, Verna. So we thank God. Good morning, Minister McCoy. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Radio Angel, I call you. Give you a new title. One of God's radio angels and everyone listening in this morning. Good morning, and God bless to all of you. It's a privilege to be on. I tell you, when you ask God to enlarge your territory, you better be ready. He knows when, where, and how to do that. We don't. But anyway, I prepared something I thought would be good for us seniors this morning. So I'll just jump right in. I know the time is of the essence is very important that everybody do what they're supposed to do in a timely fashion. So this morning I'm going to try to address something that I think we all need to hear. And I'll come from 1 Corinthians 9:24. Through 27, I probably won't read all of that, but you know, we get a certain age and we want to jump, fall out the race, but we can't do that. So if you're listening, you may not have your book with you at the moment, but it starts in the 9th chapter, and I'll begin reading at the 24th verse. Now ye know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a compatible crown. But we an incorruptible crown. Theirs is corruptible, incompatible, because if they run a race, and Paul uses this example to tell the Corinthians, to warn the Corinthians. And I'll just give a little background on what I know and experience. That athletes that participate in running track for sport or medals to represent a nation or a school must go all for self-glory. They must go through strenuous training, preparation. They learn breathing techniques. They participate in strenuous exercise. Their diet is consistent, and they have certain shoes that enhance their running. And at the same time, Paul warns us as Christians, and he taught the Corinthians, but he reminds us that we too are in a race, and that if we want to obtain the prize, there's no quitting. We must run that race, and it requires purpose and discipline. Now, the athletes that are on a football field or track running, they know in 4 years, if they are good enough, they can participate in the Olympics, what we call the World Olympics, which occur every 4 years. And many, many nations have athletes that participate. But God's crowd is a little bit different. We run for a purpose, too. We must have self-discipline. Winning a race requires a purpose and self-discipline. And we are reminded as Christians that it's hard work. And sometimes we want to fall out of the race. But that doesn't happen because we are compelled by the power of the Holy Spirit to stay in that race. And like the athlete, we don't have an option. We do not have an option to fall out of the race. We do not have special techniques other than what God gives individuals to do. We have a track that we run on, and we must stay on the track in which God puts us. And we know that if we are prepared, we must do our training. Our training is prayer, communing with God, talking to him like he is our daddy, and being honest with him because he already knows what we need and who we are. He knows our strengths. He knows our weaknesses. He has ordained us to run a race. Even in our mid-years, our older years, we must run this race with vigor and stamina. And he tells us how to run it. The race, he says, is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but to the one who endures to the end. If we are 50, 89, 85, 100, and still have breath, we're still in the race. The race is not over. And I'm happy about that because once we get on the racetrack, we are committed. We are to stay there and do the will of the Lord. Sometimes, as Christians, we all must give up something good in order to do what God has asked us to do or ordained us to do. We don't have the luxury of running a sprint and stopping or running a half marathon. We must run the race that is set before us, and in that manner, we will obtain the prize. We are not just running to be seen, to be heard, to be idolized or talked about. But in our race, we don't always know the way that God would lead us. There is a song that says there are many ways that God would lead us into the precious promised land. And that's our aim, our purpose, is to reach our promised land. So no matter what track we are on, if you are a preacher, a singer, a usher, or a Christian at all, you're on a track. And sometimes people are wondering who we are, what we represent. We represent the true and the living God. And our feet are shod with the preparation, our shoes are the preparation of the gospel of peace, and our garment is the garment of praise, and we are clothed in righteousness, only the righteousness that God can provide for us. So many times we desire to quit. Oh, we can't quit. Do we get tired of the race? Yes, we do, but we can't quit. We can rest a little while, and when we rest a while, God will give us a new breath, as we call it, a new wind, and this is nothing but his presence that is with us at all times. He is constantly with us. He promised that he would not leave us, nor would he forsake us. And when Jesus decided that it was his time to leave us this earthly place, he said he would send the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. We can count on the Holy Spirit to ride with us through every storm, no matter how rough it gets. And we know if we've been on this plane, on this road for 50 years, we already know the road gets rocky, and we get weary, but we keep prodding along. We run it with patience, knowing that God is riding through every storm with us. He walks with us, and he talks with us, and he lets us know that we are his own, that he loves us, and that he has provided a way out. No matter how deep we fall down in a pit on our journey, he's right there to lift us up and give us new hope, new encouragement. And he's our everything. He's our all-sufficiency. There is nothing that we need that God cannot provide. So we must run this race. Age has no factor in it. No matter how young, I would like to share a little of my personal experience. When I was about 12 years old in a family of 12, and I remember my daddy did this for each one of us. He carried us to Sunday school and church. He was an avid Bible scholar himself, and he implanted and imparted that in us to be good neighbors, to give, to share. That's a part of the race that we run for Christ. We are striving to be more like Jesus every day. We can't say we love God and hate our neighbor, mistreat our neighbors, ignore our neighbors. Many times we have missed a golden opportunity to share with a needy person, and we brush past them as if they're an object and not a true person. But on this race, we're trying to obtain the crown that we must live so that we can have that crown. There is no half crown. And the crown we will receive is not something we can bargain for. We never know who we can help with a smile or a good morning or a good evening or simply God bless you. I have a habit of telling everybody, God bless you. But when we were young, my dad chose me to plant his seeds in the garden because of my size, my height, and of course my demeanor. I idolized and worshiped my dad. And while I was dropping seeds in the ground, he would drop seeds of wisdom and knowledge into me. And I thank him for that. My mother would send us over to the neighbors and tell us, sweep that lady's yard and don't accept anything. Back then we were so poor, the neighbors didn't have anything to give us and we didn't have anything but love. But we gave that. And when it was time to dress the meat, the hogs, you know, all, well, some of us Southerners know all about that. Each one of us that was old enough would take a package of meat to the neighbors. And we grew up knowing how to love, how to treat each other. In a family of 12, you had to get along. And no matter what it was, 12 and Dad and Mama were the 14th. 13 and 14, whatever Daddy had, one stick of peppermint, he'd break it in 14 pieces. And we all would share that. We came up knowing what it takes to run this race. And you must run it with endurance. Even when you fall down, you have to get up. You can't lay there and wallow in self-pity. You have to get up. You are somebody in the eyesight of God. All you have to do is look up and whisper his name. I've been in a situation where I went to sleep at the wheel of a car in the middle of the night, and all I did was whisper that name. And I tell you, that angel came and rescued us, brought us home, my daughter and I. And the next morning, we had to wait until the police came. Well, one came, and he stood right there in his unit until my car was pulled out of the ditch. And I was just glorifying God on the side of the highway, and this angel, he was my angel, he didn't know it, but he was there for us, and I kept saying, oh, God is so good, look how God works, look at God. And this man looked at me calmly and said, well, yes, God does help us out sometimes in small ways. I said, but mister, this is no small way. This was a big deal for me because he didn't understand God the way we understand God. But anyway, we have to keep on the race. When you fall down, don't get up and brush yourself off and walk away. Get back on track. No matter your age, there's something in you you can give to others. We use the telephone to gossip sometimes, but it's good to just call somebody up and say, I love you. I was thinking about you, and we want you to know that you are somebody. And so we have that experience that teaches us from youth how to love and how to give and how to forgive. We must forgive. All of that's a part of our training. All that's a part of who we are as Christians. We have health issues, family problems. We too have disappointments. We sometimes think, oh, I have salvation. Yes, we do. But we also have the same struggles that every man and woman in life has. And we cannot overcome it except through the blood of Jesus. And we must stay on track. And we must run until there is no more breath in our bodies. When God delivers us up, then we have the hope that is in Christ Jesus, of eternal life. And not only that, we expect a crown of righteousness, a crown that we can claim, and it's incorruptible. You can't barter for it. You can't bargain for it. You can't sell it. And you certainly can't give it away. Every man, woman, has to earn it by being faithful to the calling that God has put on our lives so we can depend on God to give us new breath when we are weary, when we are worn. He gives us a new wind, we call it, when we're running track on the ground. But we know that new wind is the precious Holy Spirit that God promised to send back to us. So we must run. We must run. That's our mission. Our purpose is to run toward heaven. We're onward, our way to a better place, a place where we can be like Jesus and look in his face. We can't look at God because we are not righteous enough. But when we become like Jesus, then we have that hope that we can look at God face to face. And we know he's there to honor us because each of us have been called by God for a specific purpose, to give him glory, to give him praise. There is laid up a crown that will never fade, rust, or corrode. It is an incorruptible crown. It can't be taken away, traded off, or bought. We must earn it. Through all eternity, we will be able to wear this crown that Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the sacrifice of Jesus, has laid out for all who believe and keep the faith and run the race that is set before us. We can't let nothing separate us from that love. In fact, God won't allow it. He knows how to chastise his children. Sometimes the path he takes us on is for chastisement. It seemed rough at the time, but once we get through it, we understand. We understand better by and by. So we are here to praise the Lord, to give him glory, honor, and all that is his to have from us. And we'll let nothing separate us. And we ask the Lord to draw us nearer every day. We are willing, Lord, willing to run all the way. That's the end of it, because I'm a little hoarse and having a little eye problem. But God is a good God. And our race is a good race. Even on a rough day, the race is good because we are God's children. He has a plan, and he said it's a good one. So we must accept his plan. Run it with patience, but with diligence and fervor, that we may obtain that crown that's laid up for us. And I just thank God for allowing me to be on the program in spite of my little weaknesses today. I've been on the road a good bit. So here I am, Lord. Use me, Lord, in your service and draw me nearer every day. To God be the glory.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory. What a message. That was a mighty message. We needed that. Running the race. 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27. And it is a race. It is a race. We all got to run that race. And like she said, we can't give up. We can't quit. We can rest a little bit, but then we got to keep going and keep going and keep going in order to get that eternal crown. This is our mission, to run towards heaven, to receive the uncorruptible crown, to keep the faith, to run the race that is set before us. And that was an awesome, powerful message. We can't give up. Along the way, we run into different things, just like a soldier in the army. They run into snags, snares, and traps, but God get us out of them so we can continue on the race. He blew his breath. He said, okay, you need a refreshing. Here you go.
Yes.
All right, now you need to rest, but get back up and keep moving. Sometimes the enemy's out after us in the race, but God slaughters every one of our enemies, and we keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. Sometimes there are roadblocks in the way. Like Pastor Verna was saying, she was in a car accident with her daughter. She fell asleep at the wheel. And it was a big thing that God saved their lives. They could have been killed. But she lived to tell the story. So I thank God for that powerful message this morning. It was awesome. Well, we have a young lady on with us. She's from Applin, Georgia. She's the youngest with us today. She is 95 years plus. Miss Liddell.
Yes.
Good morning, Miss
Liddell.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine this morning. Enjoy the message.
Amen. Well,
see, I'm fine this morning. I enjoyed the message from the lady.
I think I heard your voice the last time, the time before this when I was on.
All right. I'm glad. I'm glad to hear yours again.
Yes. I draw strength from people like you.
You will. You will.
Yes, yes. Miss Liddell, you going to sing one of those
songs? In the morning.
In the morning. All right, go ahead.
In the morning, in the morning, in the morning, in the morning, when the clouds roll away, I'll be happy in the morning, in the morning, when the clouds roll.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory
to
God.
That was awesome. In the morning.
Yes.
Yep. Look forward to in the morning when the clouds be rolled back, the trumpet shall sound, and time shall be no more.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Miss Ludell. We love you so much. We love each one of you, and we are so happy for you to join us on Bible Storyland. Well, it's salvation time. God wants everybody saved. He said God so loved the world that, you know, some people going to be saved. No, he wants everybody saved. He give us all the same opportunity to be saved.
Amen.
The question that I want to ask today is, do you want everybody to be saved?
Yes.
And
if
you want everybody to be saved, what are you doing about it?
Yes.
Are you following the Great Commission to go into all the world to tell people about Jesus, that he rose on the third day, and that he lives forevermore? He's interceding for you and me on the right hand of the Father. So we got to follow the Great Commission.
Yes.
And then, you know, we got to cancel that backsliding spirit. We declare all children are running back to God. They're seeking after God. They're falling in love with Jesus all over again. No more backsliding. They're coming to the Lord. Everybody in our family who's backslidden, They're running. They're back in the race. So we thank
God. They love each other.
Our family members. I'm sorry, Miss Ludell, what'd you say?
If they're loving each other as God love us.
Yeah.
Amen.
I like what the minister just spoke, all the good things, you know, about what we should do. And it's always room, no matter how old, you know, it's still room for you, because we still got to meet the goal. Stay on the track. That's right. I enjoy that.
Yes. It was an awesome message. I thank God. Thank you for sharing that, Miss Ludell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is prayer time. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So our prayers get answered when we pray before the Father. So this morning, we're going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her family, her church family, her mother-in-law, her whole family, and the church. So it's prayer time. If you haven't already, press 1. You can press 1 and state your prayer request. Anybody have prayer requests this morning?
I asked prayer for one of my members, which is my relatives, passed away yesterday, and I'm asking prayer for the family as well as the whole church members.
Yes, ma'am. What's the family's name?
Beatrice Crawford.
The Crawford family, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. She passed away.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Anything else?
I'm asking prayer for, this is McCoy, and I'm asking prayer for the police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, of which I have 2 sons on that police force there in Baton Rouge, and there is a lot of shaking going on over there. So if you would, the names, I don't think are so important. Since they're policemen, I wouldn't want it to be
Me either. I don't want it to be on here either, so we'll just pray for them.
Yes. I think it's safer for all of us not to, you know. But anyway, pray for them. They all need.
Yes. Any more requests this morning? Anybody else need prayer? If you haven't come on live, you haven't spoken, press 1, and we'll pray with you.
Carita?
Yes, Karen.
Emmett, we pray for All Life Matters.
Pray for what?
All Life Matters.
Oh, yes, okay. Okay, thank you, Karen. Anybody else? Prayer request. Hello?
Will you pray for the school children? Schools are about to open over the nation's. Our young people really need lifting up and guidance.
Yeah. I sure will.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Someone else was speaking, but I didn't understand you. Hello? Someone else was speaking, but it didn't come through clear.
Okay. Well, you did get that one about the children, school children, huh?
I did. I did hear that. Yes.
Oh.
Thank you.
Right.
All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. We're going to pray in just about a minute or so. All right. Well, Michael, are you still there? Are you available to pray with me, Michael Smith?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, good. I'm going to call on you to pray with me, if you don't mind. I'm going to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her church family. And then if you could pray for Jackie Travis right after I pray. I'll repeat it to you just before you get ready to pray. I'm going to pray for Minister Donna Hawkins, and then I'm going to come back and give you the prayer request for Pastor Donna Hawkins.
Okay.
For Miss Jackie Travis. So I'm going to pray
yes,
first.
Ma'am.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your servant, Pastor Donna Hawkins, who ministers not only in Paducah, Kentucky, but she ministers all over the United States of America. So, Father, we're thanking you for what you're doing in her life. We ask you to bless her husband, her children, grandchildren. We ask you to be with Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, where she is the shepherd, where she leads the people according to your plan for their lives. And Father, she's on the battlefield running the race. We thank you, Lord God, that she will endure to the end. Thank you for her protection, her guidance, her direction. We thank you for her strength, oh God. We thank you for traveling mercy and grace everywhere she and her family go. We thank you for her mother-in-law, an aged woman of God. We thank you for what you're doing in her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, Lord. Keep her safe, protected, under the shadow of your almighty wings. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay,
amen.
Michael, if you could Jackie Travis, we got some kind of noise in the background. Somebody may need to phone. But anyway, Jackie Travis takes care of senior citizens. They are her patients. She takes care of them. And she ministers to them. Pray for her husband, her two daughters, and however else the Lord leads you. Okay, Michael.
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father God, we thank you even now, God. We thank you for the work that you're doing in Sister Jackie Harris, God. We said it be perfected even more, God. You said that you will perfect that which is concerning us, God. You said that whatsoever we do, we ought to do it heartily unto you, God. God, we ask that you give us the tenacity, God. Give us the courage, God. Give us the strength, God. Give us the ability, God. Give us the anointing to even do the things she do, God. And let, God, the others, God, that you're doing them for, God. Let them see the work that's in her, God. And they would desire, God, to want you, God. They would desire, God, to want to be saved, God. They would desire, God, to want the glory that's on her life, God. We ask, God, that you just breathe upon her, God. We bind the hand of the enemy, God, even now, that tries to hinder her in the things she do, God, because Paul said, I would have come unto you, even I, Paul. He said, but Satan hindered us. We rebuke the spirit of hindrance even now, that the enemy will not stop her. We come against every witch. We come against every warlock. We come against every psychic and palm reader. We come against every satanic work that comes against her and what she do for you. We destroy it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We send an intercontinental blood bomb to destroy in the mighty name of Jesus, and we command Satan to get under our feet. God, I ask that you even touch her husband now. Whatever he's dealing with, God, heal his body even now, for you are a healer. You said in your word that you will come with healing in your wings. God, come over him even now and heal him as we begin to talk, as we begin to pray, because there is no distance in the spirit, God. Wherever we are, you are. God, if three or two is joined, there am I in the midst. God, we ask that you touch him even now. Strengthen his body, strengthen his mind, strengthen his eyes, strengthen his ears, strengthen his hands and his feet, that he'll be able to walk, God, and won't have breathing problems. He'll be able to be able to do the things he used to do and won't have heart problems. We rebuke that spirit, that sickness of diabetes. We rebuke that sickness of high blood pressure. We rebuke that sickness of colon cancer and cancer. We come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, for you was wounded for our transgression, and you was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by our stripes you are, by your stripes we are healed. Heal them here now, God. Heal them here now. And God, make him. Begin to keep making him as you made Jeremiah, God. Make him even now. Make him for his home. Make him for his children. Make him for the things that he do on his job or in his workplace. Make him even now, God. Touch his mind, God. Strengthen his mind in the way he thinks, God. We rebuke that spirit of migraine and headache. We come against it even now in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, we just ask that you strengthen her family, God. Bring them even close together. Bring her daughters and her sons. Bring them even from far close together, God. And whatever she's doing, God, in the workplace with the citizens, God, we just ask that you go throughout there, God, and you touch every one of them, God, male and female, God. We ask that you touch them even now, God, and whatever sickness they have, God, we ask that you heal them even now, God. We ask that you move in there, God, because you're a bad man, God. We ask that you move in there, God, and touch their minds, God. Strengthen them in the way they think, God. We rebuke the spirit of wandering that makes our mind wander off in places. God, we rebuke that spirit even now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you glory, honor, and praise to the only wise God. Belong glory, belong dominion, belong majesty and power, both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Michael.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
I am going to pray for Miss Ludell's request for the Crawford family. And, Michael, if you could pray for Pastor Verna McCoy's two sons that's in Baton Rouge on the police department. And also, if you could pray, I'll pray for the school children. If you could pray for the police, her two sons,
yes,
and the whole department. So I'm going to pray for Miss Ludell right now. Father God, I thank you for Miss Ludell, your servant who's still in the race, who's still in the battlefield, who's running the race, oh God.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord God, that she shall not give up. She shall not be weary in well-doing. But in due season, she, oh God, will not faint. She will receive that crown of life, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that the race is not given to the swift, but those who endure to the end. We thank you for Miss Ludell enduring to the end. We thank you for her sons and her daughters, her whole family, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, even those to be born. And, Father, we ask you, Lord, to continually walk with Miss Ludell and her family. And, Lord, we just lift up her family member, the Crawford family, in the loss of Mrs. Crawford, Lord. We ask you to touch every family member. Oh, God, comfort them, strengthen them. Oh, God, you are a God of empathy. You are a God who cares about your people. And you know, oh God, you know the end of our lives from the beginning. You knew Miss Crawford would be leaving, Lord God. And so prepare her family for a home going. Let it be a great home going unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for a vessel that's gone home to be with you, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you for even the family members that are not saved. Save them. In the name of Jesus, from this untoward generation, we bless and honor you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Every care that Miss Ludell has, we leave it at your feet. Your yoke is easy. Your burdens are light. In Jesus' name, amen. So Michael, if you could pray for the Miss Pastor McCoy sons in Baton Rouge that are two policemen, and then I'll pray for the school children.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father God, we come to you even now because you said in your word that we ought to pray for those in authority, God. You said, let every soul be subject unto you, the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. And God, we come to you even now because we know that the authority that they walk in, the power that they walk in, is not of them, God, but it's of you, God. We know that your word says to pray for those in authority, pray for the leader, that pray for the president, pray for the government, pray for the police officers, pray for the ambulance and the firefighters. So, God, we come before you with them
yes,
on our shoulders. Even now, God, we ask that you protect them. We ask that you strengthen them. We ask that you cover them from every seen and unseen danger. God, cover them from people that hate them. Cover them from people that have hate crimes against them. Cover them from people that just want to get rid of them, God. We even ask that, God, you protect them from the enemy, God. We ask that you touch our two boys even now, God. Touch them, God, wherever they are, God. Wrap your hands on them, God, and cover them under your blood, God. You said if we were to put the blood over the doorpost, that the death angel will pass by. God, we put the blood over them now, that no bullet, that no bomb, that no harm, that no attack from the enemy will come now they dwell in. God, we wrap them under the blood. We smother them under the blood. We drown them under the blood. We soak them under the blood. We marinate them under the blood. God, we clothe them under the blood even now, that nothing that is against them shall prosper in their life, God. Even now, we cover them, God, under your blood. Provide for them, God. We ask that you be by their side, God. If they work at night, God, on the shift, we ask that you cover them. Even in the day, God, cover them. God, we even pray for that force right now, God, that whatever the enemy has stirred up in that police department, God, we cast it out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak the spirit of peace, the spirit of peace, to go throughout that whole city, to go throughout that whole police department, because you said, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your mind, shall keep your mind and heart in Christ Jesus. God, we speak the spirit of peace in the city, in the county, and even in the police department. And God, we ask that you clothe and cover them, protect their families, God. And we even speak salvation over the officers that doesn't have salvation, God, because the only thing that's going to stand is the word of God. We speak the word over them even now. Touch their minds, God, that they may know how to go about with the law, God. You are so God that you can get in their mind and they not even know it. God, get in their mind and they don't even know it. God, possess their minds, possess their thoughts, that they don't use the weapon in the wrong way, that they don't misshoot or mishandle God the law, that they don't take advantage of what people, God, because they're police officers. God, in their mind, God, that they will righteously judge. They will righteously judge as they go about in the law, God. And we give you glory, honor, and praise for what's already done. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Michael. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we are concerned about the children. You know
yes,
the
Lord.
Children, Lord God. And, Lord, many of them have lost their lives to swimming and boating accidents and all kind of shootings and drive-by and even sicknesses and illness and disease. But we cover those who are yet alive. Lord, prepare them to go back to school. Put a spirit of obedience in the children, Lord God. Let them obey their parents in the Lord that they may have long lives. We bind up disobedience, unruly spirits in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare, oh God, that there will be no mishaps or incidents in the schools. On the playgrounds, they'll be safe. In the cafeteria, they'll be safe. And Lord, I thank you, in the classrooms, they'll be safe. On the way to school, we bind up those bullying spirits and we send them back to the pits of hell. We say our children would not be bullied on the way at school or on the way home. they will be in safety and peace in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you that our children will have all their supplies, their book bags. They will have pencils and paper and ink pens and books and everything that they need and tablets, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you that they will be prepared to go to school, that their parents will sit down and have conversations with them about being obedient, listening to their teachers, doing what they're asked to do in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bind up rebellious, stubborn spirits, and we cast them out right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that our children will listen. But, Lord, we're concerned about what they're being taught. We decree and declare they will be taught about you at an early age, and great shall be their peace. They would not learn how to be homosexual. They would not learn how to be lesbians in the public schools. They would not learn that thinking in the name of Jesus. But, Father, we thank you today in the name of Jesus that our children will be guided by your high right hand. They will be guided by you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we put them on notice, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against our children shall prosper. They are hidden under the shadow of your almighty wings. They shall live and not die. They shall be taught about you in the schools, Lord God. Let Bible come back in the schools. Let prayer come back in the schools. But even more than that, let Bible come back in the homes of our children. Let prayer come back in the homes. Let the parents bend the knee before they send them out to school. Let the parents, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, call upon your name to stop the murdering, to cover their children with the blood before they leave home. Oh, God, we bind up those rebellious spirits, even in the adults, even in the parents who are saying, say this to you, say that. I decree and declare our children will be obedient to those who have rule and authority over them. I bind up a juvenile spirit. They will not rise up against their teachers who are trying to teach them everything that they need to know. Oh, God, I cover every child on the way to school, in the school buses. They will be safe. They will listen to the bus drivers. They will sit in their seats. They will be orderly on the buses. They will be orderly as they're walking. I thank you, Lord God, for the crossing guards who help them. They will listen to them when they say, don't go across yet. Listen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that every rebellious spirit will be dealt with according to what they're doing in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that our children, oh God, will not have to stand before the law. They will not have to stand before the law in judgment because they've stolen, because they've robbed, because they've murdered, because they killed. We rebuke all of those spirits from our children. We decree and declare our children will live and not die. They will learn about you. They will be obedient to you. They will give their lives to you. Salvation is their portion in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just praise you right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, as we continually pray, we decree and declare that all life matters, even the unborn lives matter. We decree and declare that every unborn child shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. We bind up that spirit of abortion that even enters into the mother's mind, that even enters into the father's mind. We decree and declare it's cut out at the root. Every child that's in the belly, you created them. You're forming them. You're shaping them. And you say they shall have life and abundant life in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we claim every unborn baby for your kingdom, that they will be saved at an early age, set free, delivered, healed by your Holy Spirit. We decree and declare that they shall live no matter what age, even when they come through the birth canal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and the umbilical cord is cut. They will have your breath in their bodies, oh God. They will learn about you. Even as babies, they'll be prayed for. Even as little ones, they'll be prayed for. Father, we lift up Gantling Family Daycare Home, and we thank you that every child that you send here shall live and not die, shall be taught of you at an early age. In the name of Jesus, and great shall be their peace. We decree and declare that no matter what age, life matters. From the cradle to the elderly, life matters. Oh, God, we thank you that euthanasia spirit is cut off, that they won't cancel, oh, God, the elderly. They won't say, okay, it's time for them to go, but you are the decision maker of when we're born and when we die. No human being has that authority in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you that every life matter no matter what age, from the unborn to the elderly, they shall live and not die. We decree and declare salvation over every age group in the name of Jesus, that they shall, those that are not saved shall call upon you. They shall hear. They shall have a preacher, and they will be taught the word of God. They will be earnest, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And when they hear the word, they will not harden their hearts in the name of Jesus, and they will not sin against you, the Most High God. They will come to repentance, and they will be saved. All life matters to you, oh God. Otherwise, you would not have created us in your image, oh God. You would not have said to us, life and life abundantly shall be your portion. So we thank you today in the mighty name of Jesus. I lift up everybody on Bible Story Land. And as we are about to close out this morning, we thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. You are mighty God. And as Michael said, you are a bad man. In the name of Jesus, nobody can compare to how great you are. Nobody can compare to how holy you are, how righteous you are, how strong and mighty. Thank you for your high right hand, your holy arm. Oh God, we thank you for preserving us unto you. Oh, God, and as we run this race, we thank you that we will not grow weary in well-doing. But in due time, we will not faint, but we shall be rewarded with that crown because you are not a man that you should lie. Your promises are yea and amen. So we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Does anybody have anything they want to say before we close out this morning? Closing time.
Well, I would just like to say that I've been blessed and everything was, I've just been blessed, you know. I include everything, blessed, best. Let's say blessed with the best this morning.
Amen. We thank God for you, Miss Liddell. We thank God for the 95 years plus that God has given you and that we love you. We just bless God for you because you are an encouragement to each one of us, and you are letting us know that if we continue on the battlefield, oh, God, we're going to be reaping the blessings because God is blessing you mightily every day. We love you. I love each one of you.
That's,
anybody else? Anything you want to share this morning? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to share anything before we go? Press 1. If you do, if we have Sister Ella on here this morning. I don't know if she wants to share anything or not. Anybody want
tell her
to
hear? I want to hear her voice.
Good morning, Sister Ella. Your sister want to hear your voice.
Good morning, Carita.
Good morning.
You hear me?
Yes.
Me, hey. How's everybody?
Doing great. Thank God for you.
Well, thank God for life. Thank God for each of you. And while you were praying, I wanted to break in, but it was a little, I didn't want to be interrupt. My son, I know it's a little late, but my son needs prayer. He's in the nursing home. And he was hit by a car, and he was drugged a little bit. But he's doing somewhat better, but he still needs prayer.
Oh, yes.
Well, Michael is still on here. Michael, can you pray for Miss Ella's Sister Ella's son, who's been, he's recovering from being hit by a car?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Michael.
Father God, you're welcome. Dear Heavenly Father God, we come before you even now. We come again to the throne of grace. You're the wonderful God. You're the wonderful Savior. Who is like the Lord that dwelleth on high? There's nobody like him. God, we're pulling on your healing even now. We're pulling on your virtue. God, even as the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. God, we're pulling on your garment now. We're bringing one of our brethren before you now. God, we're pulling on you now. We ask that you do a supernatural. God, we ask that you divinely heal his body. We don't want the doctors touching on him. God, but we want you to touch on him. We don't want the doctor to have nothing to do with it. But God, we want all of you in it. God, we ask that you lay your hands on him even now. Heal his body, God. Give them a speedy recovery. Heal them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the majesty, glorious, wonderful, majestic, powerful, great name of Jesus. Heal them even now, right now. We cast out the spirit of death. Whatever he went through, God, in that accident, it won't kill him, God, because he's coming back. You said that you'll resurrect us on the third day. God, I don't even care if he die. He's going to be resurrected on the third day. Even now, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, speedy recovery right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, it will not. It will not affect him in his old age, because he shall be divinely healed. Even in the hospital bed, we ask that you touch his mind right now. Bring his memory back. He shall begin to remember things like he used to. Bring his memory back right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, bring his sensitivity back. Bring his nerves back, God, to normal. Bring his heart rate back. Bring his hearing back. God, his vision shall become back. In the mighty name of Jesus, we begin to come before him right now, God, and we pray that the enemy won't have no work in this, because you said in your word that the goings of a man are of the Lord. How shall he begin to understand his way? Heal him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, because it's already done. In Jesus' name.
Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Coach. Tarifa, thank
welcome.
You so much. Hey, baby sister, how are you?
Oh, hey, Bishop, how are you?
I'm good.
That's your
I'm
nickname.
Good.
It's a good one. I'm doing okay, honey.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. And I want to thank the 95-year-old lady who sang the song.
Yes,
you have a beautiful voice, as young as you are. And so God really blessed you.
Thank you so much. It's all about God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It's all about him.
Yes.
Today, without him, we can't do nothing. So I give him all the credit that due to him.
Amen.
Amen.
Ma'am.
Pastor
thank
McCoy,
you
have a friend on here. I put her on live. You're on live, Pastor McCoy's friend. What's your name?
Yeah. Harry.
Allie.
Oh, Carrie. Hey.
Carrie.
Hey. Carrie. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Allie. How you doing? Enjoyed your message as usual, Pastor.
Yeah, I do.
That too. All right.
Yeah,
to God be the glory. The glory belongs to him.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. I enjoyed your program very much. I'll be trying
thank
to
God.
Tune in again.
Amen.
Yeah,
well, Father,
God.
I thank you. I cover Sister Carrie with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Heal her stomach, oh God. Heal every part of her body in the name of Jesus. Heal even the any kind of digestive system problems, heal, Lord God. The knees and the feet, the ankles, give her more strength in her body,
yes.
Lord. Thank you for that healing virtue going throughout her body, Lord. I thank you for
thank
everything
you,
that you're doing on her behalf. And, Lord, I thank you that she's still on the battlefield for you. She's still your
obedience.
Lord, as she sing those songs of praise every day, and especially on Sundays, oh, let the blessings run it down and take her over. I thank you for the songs of praise that come out of her mouth. The songs of joy in the name of Jesus. And that she is an encourager. She is an encouragement to the body of Christ. We thank you for encouraging her and strengthening her. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I say to each of you, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget to praise the Lord. Praise him like never before. Give him glory. Give him praise. Soon to come.
Man, amen.
And very soon, he's coming back for his children. He has not forgotten what he promised you. It shall come forth. God bless God for all of you. Love y'all. Talk to y'all next
love
Saturday.
Love y'all too.
See
love everybody.
Saturday. Family day next Saturday. Look forward to speaking to each of you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
you this weekend.
All right, dear.
Bye,
Thank you.